You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Well, what's up, y'all? We are back. This is the podcast. We're live with the holiday episode. Happy holidays to you guys. I'm here with some amazing people. Once again, they're back by popular demand. I mean, the last time we got together, it was just lit. So we just said we're going to do it again. It's Janelle Unique to my right. What up, Janelle?
Hi, everybody.
We got Antoine Frost. Y'all, and then the great Dr. Eddie Connor Jr. Let's give him a hand, y'all.
Listen,
we got. He's a yard.
We wanted to start.
We wanted to talk all things holiday. Because we got the holidays coming up. Thanksgiving just passed. Christmas is about 2 weeks away, maybe?
Yeah, 2 weeks, exactly.
Two weeks.
I know,
yeah, right?
2 weeks. Your Christmas?
What you get me?
Speechless.
I always wanted to leave a woman speechless. I guess.
Right. Right.
Oh. So my daughter's birthday is Wednesday, so my focus is on that.
How do you play that with it being so close to Christmas? Does she get one big gift?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, she get all Christmas.
All Christmas and birthday. You know, I have a good support system. You know, because even if I was just to do her birthday, her father do Christmas. You know, so she's never had to suffer because she's so close to Christmas. She's exactly 1 week before Christmas.
Oh wow!
Exactly 1 week.
Wow.
So yeah, it's never been an issue.
Wow.
She's good.
Well, speaking of Christmas, I mean, I'm just curious of everybody's holiday traditions growing up as a kid. Like, what did y'all do that maybe you liked, didn't like, or what?
We used to go to grandma's house.
That was your thing.
That's what it was. It was always going to grandma's house. You know, you open your gifts up when you wake up in the morning with your family, and then you head over to grandma's house, and that was that. We all come together as family, as one. That's what I'm used to.
My tradition has always just been putting up the tree.
You like that?
That's
it. See,
I put up the tree. Like, everything else, I really don't like.
Yeah, you know what? One Christmas, I put up the tree by myself, though. I'm not going to hold you. I used to live over in Highland Park. And my family, I guess they wasn't motivated. I put the Christmas tree up on Christmas Eve.
It take a lot to get motivated, because trust me, this year, I definitely wasn't motivated to do it. But then I just knew something deep down was just like, you know, this is not you. You normally have much more high spirits around this time. Like, you know, don't ruin it this year. Just put a tree up. So I found time overnight to do it. And I was up to like, I probably was like up for like 3 hours.
I want to see.
It's on my Instagram.
It is.
Yeah, it's on my, when I get out, I'll send it to y'all.
What? Yeah. What about you, Doctor?
Me, it was spending time with, my brother, my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Home Alone.
Oh, is that your movie?
Oh my God.
Hold on, wait. Speaking of
Uniquely Nail be on Home Alone 3.
Speaking of that, I just made a post about that recently. I said, what did his father do? Because he took them to Paris.
Yeah, yeah.
He has
some money.
100 pieces.
Took all the family. The sister and her kids, the brother and his kids.
All of them. Wait a minute. Lost your son and then had the money to get right back home to go get him.
Right. But my thing is, hold on. How do you leave? Like, a mama that she know when all her kids present. Like, how you forget the boy was in the attic, though?
She had a young teenager doing the count. That's why. You remember?
Oh,
she had
that's right.
Was it Buzz or something?
She did.
Yeah. Something like
she had her doing the count. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so yeah, and then the little boy kind of threw them off. So that's possible because I ain't going to go.
You left your baby.
But no.
See?
That's definitely possible to kind of, forget. We human.
Yeah.
We human. But I just want to know what
Home Alone was good.
Home Alone was definitely a classic.
Yeah, it's classic.
But if you like really like think about it, like you left a child.
Yeah.
Right.
But I got so many lies from
Home
Alone.
He called CPS.
Exactly.
No, he don't call CPS. He got money. He got out of that. They turned right back around. They didn't even... At the airport, turned around.
But he gave them robbers a run for their money for sure.
Yeah,
right. That's one of my favorite. I can watch that over and over again. Now, two was okay, and three was just like out the door. They brought a new character. Oh, no, New York character. Was two.
Okay.
New York was two. New York is my favorite one.
You did? You like New York over the first one?
Yeah. No, the first one.
I think I like the second one.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, I like the second one more. I mean, I love the first one, but the second one just... yes, added much more dynamic to it.
Because he was in New York.
They got kicks out of it.
No, yeah. No. See, I like the first one. It's yeah. Nothing like the original.
I like that first one. He tricked that house up. They was coming by.
Yeah.
The second one, I vaguely remember. I just remember him being in New York in the park with the little bird pigeon lady. That's all I kind of remember of that one.
I love
remember.
When Marv got shocked and you saw a skeleton. He was like,
oh, right.
Oh, that's his favorite move right there.
You try to play him up. You try to call him out.
Play me right there.
That's his favorite move.
Listen. This is my favorite time of the year, though. Like, honestly, Christmas time is my favorite time of the year. A lot of people get discouraged and don't like it, but we ain't going to go down memory lane because I done had some rough Christmases as a child, which was kind of, when you think about it, were the best Christmases, you know, with your family.
Right.
Uh-huh. I'd had some rough Christmases, but we
like what you what, no, what you mean?
You
like,
don't want to get into that?
I time? Mean, what?
I remember one Christmas, you my didn't mom, get she had just came home, you know, did
right.
a little time.
I got you.
Couldn't afford gifts, so we all took like a few dollars to the dollar store, picked out gifts at the dollar store. Couldn't afford wrapping paper, so we used newspaper for our wrapping paper. And guess what the Christmas tree was?
What?
The coffee table.
Huh? Y'all put the gifts.
We put the gifts under the coffee table. You hear me? This is real. This is the real
life.
Just
put them in the corner,
listen,
or stack them up next to the fireplace. Why they gotta go under? So
right. I guess you said, listen, we gonna make this work.
Don't spill nothing.
But
now.
It was memorable because I remember going into the store, picking out my little doll for my sister and a little car for my brother, dollar store. Mm. Coming back, wrapping it up in newspaper and putting it under the coffee table.
Crazy.
And I would never forget that Christmas.
Really?
But we also had Christmases where we had so much. She had so much stuff where we had to have buckets.
Really?
So it's like, you know, we had best of
both. Did y'all parents used to hide y'all gifts, but y'all would find them?
Oh, man.
I was shaking them boys up like,
you knew what it was. Right.
These sound like shoes. They sound like a controller.
So, see, I would find them before they was wrapped, though. Like, I'd be ooh. And then I would stop looking because I wanted to be surprised.
So you want to get that surprise.
Right.
Yeah. Me and my brother, right, we were like, my father has, he had an indoor jacuzzi, but at the time, his jacuzzi was...
You had the Home Alone house. Right?
No, it wasn't like...
He left you at home,
No. So he had an indoor jacuzzi in his house, and the jacuzzi wasn't filled with water, so it was empty, but he had a lid over it. So he would do that every time it was like wintertime. He only used it in the summertime. So me and my brother was just like messing around one day, and we like lifted the lid up, and the jacuzzi was like full of toys. So we asked them, and that's we asked deep. My mom and my dad. We was like, so these are toys. They like straight up lied to our face and said, oh, these aren't yours. We're giving this away to the orphanage.
Oh,
it was like, yeah, these are going to orphans and stuff like that. So like the whole time, me and my brother thinking like, oh, we ain't getting nothing. They just giving our toys away. Like,
oh my god,
yeah, so.
That's crazy.
Look, my brother on my live saying no cap, he's vouching for me.
He said
no
what?
Cap on that on that Christmas where we struggled. He said no cap.
What?
I love you.
So he said he remembered. He remembered them days.
Paper. Yes.
Wow.
Real brother, same mama.
What? Why you gotta make them emphasis? So when you don't have the same mama, you ain't real brothers.
You know, nowadays you gotta say that because people who just been just close friends, they say this is my bro, this is my sister,
right.
This
right.
is my brother blood. You know what I'm saying?
So but sometimes put it on the table. Sometimes your family can be more. I mean, your friends can be more family than your family.
That's
family.
Family.
I never said that one. That's
that new one.
Family.
Yeah, family.
This is my family right here. What's up, family?
What's fine, oh, so we just chopped lips.
Wow. Listen, bro, I know I am. I'm the last in line. I'm the last in line.
Go on to the next topic anyway.
Oh, man.
That is crazy. So since you love Christmas so much.
I love it.
Are you okay with, like, the music and Christmas merchandise in October? This year, I saw Christmas stuff. Oh, before Halloween was even hit.
I think
it was like the last week of October I started seeing Christmas stuff.
I'm going to tell you this. I used to have a problem with that. I used to hate like going, even when back to school, you know, you go in August.
Right.
They get out of school almost and you will see back to school stuff. But I used to feel some type of way when I would see Christmas stuff so early. But now it's smart to start early.
A marketing step,
yeah. You think of it that way.
But
like,
then it messes up for society. It's like people started to get, I got it.
Well,
what I'm going to do? All these kids, I got
to
get them something.
Listen, like, time waits for no man. So if you think about it, after Halloween, get ready for Christmas.
Get ready for Thanksgiving.
Right, thank you.
Skipping holidays now?
No, we're not skipping holidays. However, now I'm thinking smart because soon as the day after Christmas, I'm going shopping for my Christmas stuff.
What about Thanksgiving?
Not toys, but I want to decorate my house outside next year.
And you going 2019 for 2020?
Yes, because it's on sale. You understand how much a Santa Claus costs to put outside?
And then you got
to
stack and store that stuff somewhere.
That's fine. I have room.
Oh my God.
Period.
Ladies always got it all.
Listen, I have a home. I don't live in an apartment. I have a house.
So you just go, okay.
So tell them, sis. I have space tell in my basement. I have space. And I have a nice garage.
Tell them, sis. Tell
them. Insulated garage.
Insulated garage. Ooh, with the green and black on
it. So I'm ready. No, but my aunt just told me that today. I was over at my aunt's house today for my little cousin's party, and she said, niece, I'm going to tell you now, if you want to decorate your house next year and do it really nice, go get the stuff the day after Christmas. It's on sale.
Yeah,
and
that's real.
And save it for next year. That's
real.
So that's kind of where that's that came
real.
From.
Well, you don't mind the merch. I don't really have a problem with the merch. I would like to not see it so early, but the Christmas music in October, I can't
do
it.
It's too much.
Yeah. I don't want to hear Christmas music until maybe the day after Thanksgiving. But really, maybe that first week of December. Maybe.
Okay. Okay.
Because by the time Christmas get here, I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm like, please,
yeah,
I don't want to hear
late.
Let It Snow, Mariah, whatever her hit song is that they play all every year. That she making millions.
How you make over Christmas you.
Right, yeah. Well, she's still making millions off of that one. Yeah, like, man. But yeah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it in
Christmas
October.
Music should be played the week of Thanksgiving. That's when it should start.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. Yep. Yeah, and that's when the trees should go up.
Yeah, that's. I don't believe in putting the tree up around Thanksgiving either.
Oh, you don't?
I put the tree up like the first week of December.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
good.
That makes sense. But like, I don't like, I'd rather take my time and get through one holiday at a time. Like, Thanksgiving is more so family oriented. So I'm not trying to like see decorations and trees. I'm just trying to like make sure me and my family have a comfortable, great time with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my main concern with
right,
it.
Right, right. Put the tree up in December.
Yeah,
take it down. Because I see some trees
like
up in July.
I don't like taking the tree down.
I see some trees up in June. What? What? It's
he
hot outside. What? With gifts still under it. Because the person ain't come over for the holiday to pick it up. I ain't lying.
That's a whole other conversation.
Tree up in June.
The longest I've ever had my tree up was like
it still look good though. My bad, twice.
No, you good. The longest I had my tree up was like probably mid February. I don't know. When I make my tree up, I was looking at it, I'd be like, man, that is a beautiful tree. And then like the vibe when the lights is off and the tree is just on, it's just such a vibe.
Twan all sentimental and stuff.
I hate taking my tree down, man. I hate it, bro.
It is a lot of work. Nice wreath. I do like lights.
See, we used to do the real trees.
Oh, y'all did?
Yeah, we used to do the real tree.
I never had a real tree.
So we didn't have them pine cones and all that
stuff. I'd be scared of that.
Now, I heard you got to water a real tree.
You do.
You got to, like, really take care of
just
it.
Just keep the water at the bottom of the stand. I just found this out. Yeah.
But the needles still be all over your house.
Okay, get a broom.
Don't step on one of the needles.
No, it's messy. I had a friend growing up. He had a real tree at their house. And every time I went over his house, it was just leaves or pines, whatever you want to call it, all over the floor.
Okay, sweep them up.
That's too much.
Or vacuum them.
That's doing too
like,
much.
This is my first year having a real tree, and it's funny because
you got
night,
one.
I just bought it the day before.
We'll see what you be saying in about a month or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is my first time, and it's funny because when I found out that I needed a stand and I had to water it, I was like, I'm over it. But
exactly.
But I like the smell.
Yeah, you better water with them lights on there.
It's less work to do because with the fake trees, you got to stretch them out. You got to, you know, like.
But if you let that tree dry out. And you start trying
to
pull
the
all
water
that.
In there?
Yeah, you better because them needles are gonna be everywhere.
I'm gonna keep the water in there. I'm gonna keep it water. Gonna go buy hardwood floor.
Okay,
I'm
well,
gonna
that's
buy
good.
A spray cool. bottle actually. And before I put the lights on, I'm gonna spray it with water and let it sit for about 30, 45 minutes and then put the lights on.
They told you that on Pinterest or something?
I'm just smart.
I'm trying to think where you get that from.
Myself, because it's a live tree almost.
Okay.
So you know you want to take care of it the way you would take care of like a plant.
True. I got you. True. I got you. True. Okay.
I am.
Wow. So who y'all buying for this year? Well, I know you buying for the girl for
That's
the kids.
It.
That's it. So you don't do mom and aunties and cousins, sisters and brothers.
I'm debating. I mean, as far as like what I'm really gonna do for everybody. I know I want to do something for people, but I just don't know exactly what it is yet.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Well, I know this. Somebody posed a question on some show I was watching about, at what point do you buy a person you're dating Christmas gifts? Like, if y'all, maybe y'all met during the summer and y'all still kind of going strong, do you get them a gift that Christmas?
You know what? I'm different, though, because, like, I'm the type of person.
But you better be careful what the gift is, especially if it's a girl.
Yeah, that's true. I'm the type of person, though, like, if I see something when I'm out and I think a person will like it, whether I just met him a week ago or whatever. Seriously, because it's not even about, oh, let me get him this and put a whole lot of thought into it. It's just like, okay, for instance, I was on Fashion Nova shopping the other day, and I saw this shirt for a guy, and it said, anything is possible. You know, and I met this guy, and I know he like Hennessy. So in my mind, I was like, oh, that'd be cute to get him this shirt. But then again, my conscience was like, wait, is it too soon to buy him this shirt? Even though we're not dating or nothing like that. It's just I know him. You know, and we're cool. And I found out that he like Hennessy. So I'm like, I could buy him this shirt. So when the way I think is different, I don't think like, oh, you got to have a time frame on stuff. If I see something and I think you like it and I can afford it, I'll get it. You know what I mean?
This your friend, though, or
yeah, it's
somebody
a
you
it's
might.
It's definitely a friend. It's definitely a friend. And you know, he likes me or whatever, but.
He like you, but you're not into him?
That's a whole nother conversation. Let's not do that right now.
Don't buy him no gift then.
I'm about to say, yeah, like,
because that's a little, that's like, hey, I'm into you.
That's letting you know
she's feeling
it. Okay, so fellas, if I was to buy you a shirt and I was to say, okay, Twan, we're friends. We've been working together for quite some time, about well, 2-3 years, whatever. And I see a shirt, you like Hennessy, and I see a shirt that says anything is possible, and I buy it for you and say, I just thought this would be cute. I thought you would like this.
It's different.
It's different. Like, I'm not romantically, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, with like, you know, I don't have like a romantic.
I'm
you know,
not romantic with him either.
No, he into you though.
He's into you. Like he's so romantically
that's misleading.
Into you, even though you're not into him.
She said I'm used to that.
See, that's
love him and leave him, but I don't take him out the hood, keep him looking good.
Oh boy, God. Tell me something new.
God.
It is so hard being a woman in this world.
Why is it hard? In the Me Too era. It ain't hard. Y'all living on top of the world. Y'all take it over. What you talking about?
You can't buy a shirt for a person. Okay, let's just see for our engineer.
Okay.
I don't know him through Adam, whatever.
Okay.
Don't put me in this.
Okay.
And then let's say I come across, I leave here and go to the CVS and see a sign that says the best engineer in the world. And I was like, oh, let me get this film because he's producing our next show. Why is that so wrong?
It's not wrong. But the engineer ain't trying to take you out.
I just saw something I thought he would like.
Think about it like this. I'm a role reversal. If you like a guy, but this guy is not attracted to you, but he still goes out his way to get you something.
Goes out his way. You can't use that because I'm not going on my way.
Okay. Still,
I'm already on there shopping.
Okay. He gets you something. If he gets you something, you're telling me that you're not going to look at it like, oh my God, he must really do care.
No, because it depends on how he presents it to me.
Oh, please.
If he be like, no, seriously.
Really?
If he be like, listen, I swear I was just out and I saw this and I'm like, you know, shit, why not get it for you? And you get it, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I got a chance. I'm not doing
so you
all
wouldn't
that.
Think in the back,
thirsty.
You wouldn't think in the back of your head like, oh, I don't want him to think like I'm into him like that.
No, because it's clear. You know, like, it's clear. First of all, the person that I was just talking about in the beginning, he knows that, okay, this is nothing. We're not going anywhere.
He knows, especially because he on live too.
Look at her checking.
She's checking too. She's now stacking on my pimping.
Oh, my God. She reached for that phone so quick.
Said, they don't know. They don't know.
I'm done.
Janelle misses in these streets.
That's probably why. See, I'm a Leo.
Okay.
We are very loving people. Loyal. You know, no matter what stage or what type of relationship we have with you, it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but if I just see something I think a person will like, whether I just met you a week or two, three weeks or 20 years.
Okay.
I don't see why a person will take it the wrong way, but that's the problem. I guess I got to live like society and just put a date and a time to stuff.
No one's saying that.
No, not that. You just got to think how the other person
may. All right.
Because you don't want to mislead with that kind of thing. And but you know what I'm saying? If y'all was just friends, like you said, you and Twan, okay, that's cool. But if he into you and you're not feeling him, you don't answer his phone call, don't respond to text, but then you show up with a gift, that's going to be like, okay, what's she on?
Wow.
For one, that's going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, now she feeling me. So then he's going to come strong.
She's coming back around.
Then he coming stronger, and then he go by January, he's going to be on your nerves, and you're going to be complaining again about it. But you done bought him all these gifts.
Them last flowers.
My phone allow you to
block
people.
Well, okay, beside the gift thing, what about bringing somebody to the family dinner?
Oh, don't do that. You know what? My family just said it to me too. Like, we was worried because I've never brought a guy home.
I think that's good though.
I've never.
Wait, ever? Like,
My kid's father. I've never brought a guy home to say, all right, family, you know how you have the big family? I have a big family, very big family. As a matter of fact, we had a party tonight. I'll post some pictures so y'all can see. I have a very big family on my father's side, which I'm very close to. I've never brought a guy to them and said, this is my man. Never? Ever. Not even my kid's father, really. He was just by default. It was high school. Sweetheart. But no, I've never brought a guy home. I've never brought a guy home. Never.
With a Hennessy t-shirt. Like, I thought you might like this. I thought you might like this.
Oh, my goodness, yo.
That's how she get them. Give them gifts.
Roping
them
in.
I got something for you.
I've never brought a guy home. Ever. My sister asked me this recently, too. Like, you know what? You never bought? I've never.
I have.
But what's the reason behind that?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I have never really been in a serious relationship, I guess you can say.
Has anyone ever made you feel comfortable to bring?
I don't know. It just never happened. You know, it just never happened. Mm. Never happened to where, like, my family had an event. Like, tonight, for my aunt having a whatever party tonight. Mm-hmm. And let's say, you know, I was dating somebody right now. It just might be a good time for me to be dating somebody. He might come with me. I'm like, this is my friend. But I've never presented a guy where they knew, like, oh, this Janelle man. And he comes around. And it's funny because I admire it, though, because I have cousins. A lot of cousins. And they always had their man with them. And, you know, like, now he cool. Like, their men are so cool to the point to where even if my cousin isn't there, he can be there. Mm-hmm. I've never had that in my life.
And they're not necessarily married. They just...
Yeah, and some of them are married, but some of them may be just dating.
But I'm talking about just like the dating kind.
Yeah, just
kind.
Dating.
Really?
And he knows my aunties and all them, you know, and they're just really tight, know the kids. I've never had that for myself.
Wow. Well, I mean, I think personally it's okay, but I think you need to do it with the person that you really feel like might be along. You might not know. It might be a year that y'all together, and then next Christmas y'all not. But if you know you're not really into them or y'all not really, y'all shaky, don't nobody want to meet a new person every holiday. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the next holiday, you got somebody else. Exactly. And then furthermore, I think, because I just had this conversation with somebody, like, when you bring somebody to the holiday dinner, they don't know any of your family, you're going to have to tend to them because you want them to be comfortable. So now you're making it awkward for the rest of your cousins that's used to having fun with you, tripping, because you booed up now all on the couch. Mm-hmm. Then grandma looking like, well, why she, them, you know, they don't want to see all that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. While they trying to enjoy the family dinner, you know, you all that, cuddled up. You know what I mean?
All hella made up.
Right.
That always doesn't happen, though. Trust me.
So it doesn't.
I didn't been in situations. Every time I've met a girl's, like, family, I've met the whole family.
Really?
Every single time. Like, it hasn't been one time where I just met the parents. I meet the mom, the dad, the auntie, the grandma, the cousins, the third cousins, for some strange reason. And then, like, nobody is ever shy. Like, they'll say whatever to me. Like, as if we knew each other. Yeah. Like, already.
So you
like,
meet some outgoing, you know.
Yeah, I had, like, one girl, her brother, like, said something crazy to me. But I was just like,
what is it? You don't want to say.
Yeah, no, I don't want to say. The FCC.
It was like something that, like, he shouldn't have pointed out, but I was like, all right, bro, you peep.
Huh?
Okay.
Oh, you picked it up?
I picked it up.
I didn't. Well, tell me after the show. But I mean, I just think that's, I think it's good when you're in a good space and maybe, you know, y'all serious about one another. I mean, you don't really know where nothing's going to go. You know what I'm saying? If y'all not really necessarily married, even if you are sometimes.
So you don't take that chance and bring them home, period. I don't want to, I would never be that cousin that would say, well, she don't last. You know, she got a different dude every holiday. Nope. You can't say that about me.
But if you think y'all going to be together, introduce them maybe at the picnic during the summer. You know what I'm saying?
On your knee and ask me to marry you. And that's when I'll think that.
Well, you ain't going to be getting that if you buying t-shirts for every dude you come across.
See,
I think you can't.
Anything is possible.
I think you might like this.
Yeah, I'm just that type of person. I'm a loving person. I'm a loving, giving person. I'm just me, period. So if I see something and I think it's perfect for you, I'm going to get it. I don't care who you are. Is that a good thing?
Well, I got a list.
No, it worked that way.
I want to hear from Aiden.
It don't work that way.
What you got to say?
It don't work that way.
I want to hear your side.
Matter of fact, I got some. something for you. You asked her. I got something for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that don't mean. That's not insinuating.
I didn't say it was. I'm just saying, uh-oh.
To be
season's
jolly.
Season's green.
Season to be jolly. What'd you say? You want to hear from, you want to hear what? Eddie?
Listen, if I was as approachable as Twan, they'd be saying any type of
thing. Right.
Wait.
Twan is that prototypical guy.
Let's talk. What is everybody doing for the holiday? Let's talk about that. What everybody doing? For, you know,
traditional stuff. I mean, eating, cooking, that kind of thing.
Home Alone.
Okay. Home Alone.
So I like because I run.
Not yet. But see, I'm not big on. We got, you know, we don't. I'm not really big on gifts and stuff like that. Christmas. Okay. So I'm like opposite of what you said, buying and all that. Yeah. Like I just. Because I feel like it's just about the company and just having everybody around.
Exactly.
And I do so much all year long for everybody right. that I love. So I'm like, by Christmas, I'm like, all I want is some peace of mind. Just let me rest and eat good and just chill.
Yeah.
Because I don't like shopping, one. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And then I don't like trying to figure out who's going to like this. What they, you know, it's just a lot.
It's hard shopping for others.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Not yeah. really. If you know a person, you know, because like when I said I'll just buy, I'm a giving person, it's not just for Christmas time.
Well,
you know, it could be, you know, it's just if you guys have never done it before, been out and saw something, you like such and such a like this. Never.
Not really. Maybe that's a woman thing.
That's a woman
thing. Like
that's Jasmine.
It could be from $5 to
$50. I'm such and such.
Now I will say this, like I'll see like little things, like things that hold like sentimental value.
Yeah, okay.
But like
same thing.
But you'll like an actual like gift, like let me go out and get her like an iPod or something like that.
No, you see, you're doing too much when you think about it like that. I mean, see, but that, having to come across.
That's how. That's what I'm saying. That's how I think. Like, yeah, if I do right. see something sentimental, it's rare. And mm-hmm. when it's rare, I don't have a girl. Yeah. So like, so yeah.
What would you buy? Like, what's the sentimental gift you just like?
Just something that like I guess like I made or like she made or like something that just I know represents. Like something that connects to both of us, or something like that, or just or her, you know.
Twan, a romantic.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up, Twan.
She loves me.
That's
she
what's
loves
up.
Me.
Right. He was the one writing the little notes in middle school. Yeah. What is it? Yes, no, or maybe. Oh, you
I
did circle
I,
one? It was yes, no,
I think
or maybe.
I did that like once.
You got a circle one.
Yeah.
Like,
you did it once.
I think I did like once.
What'd she say?
No.
Probably no.
No.
But those was the best times, though. I remember.
Yeah, right, Twan. You the light skin. They like you. They used to be on you in elementary school. Look at them.
Yeah, they,
I didn't reach my peak till high school.
Okay. You like
ain't know. You got that Al B. Sure.
Right. That's what's up.
No. I'll be sure it's an inspiration.
Anyways.
Wavy baby.
Exactly. So, Tom, what you doing for the holiday?
Same thing, traditional stuff. Like I said, I don't really get too caught up in things. I just like spending it with the family for real.
Gotcha.
Like I don't really get.
So you don't do all the shopping and other stuff either.
Nah, that I much. Try. Like I told myself, like I said, I'm gonna try to give people stuff. I normally really don't because I don't like giving gifts because I don't know. I just. It's like it's hard to shop for people.
Yeah,
it really
no.
is. It's like it's really hard. It's super hard for me to shop
so
for people.
Easy.
It ain't that easy.
And I think the last time I bought somebody something, I bought my mama like a Michael Kors bag, and it was like
oh, that's dope.
She didn't like it.
Like $400 or something like that. No, she liked it. She wanted it, but that was like the last time I bought something.
That's dope. That was nice.
But like outside of that, she told me she wanted that. But like outside of that, like I don't be.
That's the easiest way. Yeah, what do you like, want for Christmas? Boom. There you go.
But that don't make. I mean, that ain't a surprise.
Yeah, it's you not know, a surprise. It's
when
not.
You surprise, like, oh my god,
I might
like,
as well just gave her the money, like right here.
When you listen to the conversation, like throughout the year, like I'm you know, they talking about, yeah. I wish I, you know, what I'm saying that you show
y'all
up with no Christmas.
Study y'all queens. I know. Listen, we got somebody
yeah,
here
queen,
that know
yeah.
all
I
about
gotta
that.
Find her first.
Study your queen.
I gotta find her first.
What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm just gonna be chilling. Listen, I'm a last minute shopper. I'm a December 24th shopper.
I'm really
scared of you.
I'm really bad. You know,
you buy them
so
gift
my
sets.
motto this Christmas is like Prince said, I ain't got no money.
I ain't bad.
And then the other one, give love on Christmas.
Right. That's it.
No greater gift. It's better than love.
Amen. Let me tell you what women love. Them diamonds.
Diamonds. Okay.
I'm not even a picky person at all. Like I'm a giver, so I'm not even looking for anything.
Okay.
Well, I'm giving.
That's a good thing. That's
you give
a good
t-shirts.
So when he show up with nothing, we going to see what you say.
Well, who show up with
whoever.
Ain't no whoever. whoever.
I'm talking about if he whoever existed didn't show up with something, you'd be good.
Whosoever will.
Right, right. No, you wouldn't.
Now, so. if somebody gives you something, somebody that you didn't like think would give you a gift, gives you a gift on Christmas or anything like during the holiday, do you feel obligated that you have to give them a gift back?
Sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes.
You do feel that obligation. Yeah,
you do. Especially if it's a really nice one.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a really nice
right,
one.
Yeah.
But then do I always know? Okay. Not for real. I mean, what you think about that gift giver?
Gift giver. Look. If I give somebody something.
No, if someone gives you a gift, but it was somebody you didn't expect to give you a gift and you didn't get them anything, would you go out and get them a gift?
It depends on the circumstances. You know, I mean, no. If I have to do it where I can relate, sometimes like the family go to my aunt's house,
mm-hmm.
and somebody give my daughter a gift and it's unexpected, so then I might just throw them some cash. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of that, I'm sorry, that whole kids and gifts and y'all family do Secret Santa and all that?
Yeah, we do.
How do that work out with people that got multiple kids and all that kind of stuff?
I mean, Secret Santa is Secret Santa. So if I didn't put your name, then...
But if,
oh, y'all
if,
do it like
if,
that.
If my, oh, yeah, because we used to do
names.
It. Yeah, but if you got, okay, say mama got five kids and all the kids pull names. They 16, 17, they ain't buying out of their own pocket.
See,
mama buying them
gifts.
Our
Secret Santa's are the parents, though. We don't necessarily.
Oh, y'all don't include
the kids.
Yeah. Okay, see, we include
the
kids.
It's like the parents. You know, I feel like to me.
And it works, though, but.
Yeah, the parent, you know, you're responsible for what, you know, how good of a Christmas your children have. But, mm-hmm. like, as far as the gift giving, I mean, the Secret Santa, it's always me and my cousins.
Okay.
Know? Like, the old us grown women that's mm-hmm. pulling names. And we getting stuff. And then automatically, if I know you have five kids, I'll get five little things for your kids. You know, Christmas is so, we don't have to put so much thought into it. You can go to Family Dollar nowadays and get a nice toy for a kid for $10, and they'll be happy with that.
See, but I just don't like all them toys. It's just because they ain't going to play with it.
You don't know what they're going to do. They'll be happy.
I play with all
Christmas
my toys.
Day.
Did you?
I play with every single
toy
I got.
You'd be surprised that they'll play with the $10 toy versus the $200 toy. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just get it. It's a kid.
A kid's imagination can really go far. I had a Game Boy, and I made, like, my Game Boy, I don't know, me and my brother used to be weird. Like, we used to, like, have our action figures, like, act like they was, like, living, like, real lives. And we had, like, set up our other, like, toys, like our Game Boys, our PlayStation, all that stuff, to make it seem like they was, like, at the movies or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I used every single toy my mom and dad bought me.
Really?
Even if it was an old toy, like, I still found a way to incorporate it into the storyline of these new toys.
Yes, sir.
You had imagination.
I had an imagination.
I was with you. Twine, the bathtub was the swimming pool. We used to have swimming parties at the bathtub.
Wow.
I used to have a sock for the clothes for our Barbie dolls at once upon a time. Y'all,
me and my brother used shoeboxes.
Y'all don't know.
Like,
don't
me and
know.
My brother, we both got shoeboxes, and we made, I think he had like a Dragon Ball Z toy, and I had like a Transformer or something like that. And we made the shoeboxes into like bedrooms and stuff.
Yes, I've been there. Done
they
that.
Got back. Maybe that's their generation. Yeah. I'm sitting up here like, oh,
what I'm saying, like,
I mean, I got like I'm not Sega. What's the other one? The Super Nintendo.
See,
that's
Game Boy.
And then I got like educational
video games.
Stuff.
Yeah, video games.
I don't remember getting like toys like action figures and stuff like that. I can't remember.
I might have lost some G.I. Joes or something.
Maybe. I think
I wasn't big into G.I. Joe. I grew up in like a lot of Japanese anime type stuff. So Dragon Ball Z and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I that was like what me and my brother was like into. I had like probably one G.I. Joe toy, but it got lost in the mix.
I was a video game guy.
Man. Yeah, me too. I'm a big video game guy too.
Yeah, I used to like video games with my brother, Mario Kart and all that stuff, slipping on the bananas. What's that little...
I don't know.
That's Mario Kart.
Mario Kart, right? You drive, and then like you can throw the banana down.
Yeah, that's Mario Kart.
Yeah, I
never played. I played Super Mario Brothers, but I never played
Go Kart.
No. Let's talk about holiday breakups, though. Say, for instance, you with somebody.
Oh man, this is touchy.
And you know you're not feeling them. Do you keep through the holiday or do you break up before, knowing that you we cool, we hung out this summer, we had a little fun, but I ain't really it, or him or her, because it could be for guys too. Do you break? Is it good to break up before so you don't have to go through the holiday season, or do it January 1?
Sorry,
what
y'all?
You trying to save some money?
I went through a holiday breakup, but it wasn't nothing that what he described. Mine was just like what we talked about last time. That happened during the holiday.
Yeah.
Like, but it wasn't intentional, though.
Arguments
like,
for no reason.
I mean, it wasn't nothing intentional. No, it wasn't nothing intentional. It was, like I said before.
It just didn't work out.
It just didn't work
out. Okay, so that was natural, though. But, like, somebody that is not really feeling somebody for real, you know how people, they can go out and don't really.
I'm not feeling you. I'm not feeling you. I don't care what holiday season, whatever it is. You're going to know whether it's before the holiday.
But you're not feeling them permanent or him or her permanently, but you kind of, they cool to hang out with, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how to answer. Because
you, huh?
You said, are we breaking up before or after the holiday?
Are you going to, like, break it off, like, before the holiday? Because if y'all been hanging out all summer and then here come Thanksgiving, now you ain't answering the phone, it's going to be like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Even if I ain't coming to where you at, what, you know, what you doing at least? Like, why we ain't talking no more? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Breakups to makeups, huh?
No, don't defer now.
Right, right.
Go ahead.
He said he'd save some money. He told me, he said, yeah, if you want to save some money.
People do it all the time. You know, they'll strike up an argument out of the blue over something small.
Wait, we're not talking about they. What about you?
What are you? Oh, my God.
What do you do?
I told you what I do. I give love on Christmas.
I have nobody to give no gifts to. I have no gift to bring.
Oh, man.
ring, ring, ring. I have no gift for you. So you seem to got a lot to say about it. I mean...
You gonna get that gift, ain't you? I've never really had a real relationship.
Wow,
that ain't true. Don't say that.
You think I'm playing? I never really had like a serious like. Oh my God, this is my baby. This is my husband. My potential husband. My girl. Like, I've never had that before, so really? I don't know. Like, I don't know.
But you've been with somebody before.
Yeah, I've been with.
In her defense, she did just get done saying she has never brought anybody home to the family.
Right.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Like, I don't know.
So
like,
that means she ain't. Like, she don't have to break up because she ain't. She didn't even go
exactly.
Tie herself down.
None of that. I don't have to do none of that.
Somebody said on my Instagram, I forget the name, but they said you only bring home who you love. During the holidays.
Exactly.
That's you don't love them, you don't bring them home.
That's a good way to put
it. So maybe that's why. You didn't love nobody.
That is it.
Is that true?
Love don't love nobody.
Right.
That's probably true, though.
Say that again.
Somebody said you only bring home who you love during the holidays.
That makes sense, though.
So if you don't love them, you don't bring them home.
That makes a lot of sense.
See, the problem with y'all can't just be bringing anybody home.
It's circumstances.
What circumstances?
It's circumstances because it's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like if you and, like you said, if you and this person started dating, like, summertime or something like that, and, like, y'all, it's the holiday season. Like, sometimes at that point, that's what, like, y'all about, what, 5-6 months in at that point? Sometimes some people might not feel that comfortable. They might love you, but they might not feel that comfortable to still bring you
around the family. That's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Or going around your family.
I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, I agree to a certain extent, but then you got to, like, really just, for the newer relationships and stuff, I it's like.
Just met you on the 24th, can't bring you home.
Right. But know? I mean, it happens though, because people, I mean, even not around the holidays, some people just, I'm serious, they're not, and women and men who hang out and just go hard with people all summer, even going into the fall, knowing they really ain't feeling them. Mm. And the moment they now, I mean, it's happened to me, the moment they now, oh, come and go to this gig with, my auntie or whoever, it's kind of like they get all awkward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you knew you wasn't feeling them in the first place. But he done spent all his money. You know what I'm saying? I think I mentioned on the last show, $150, $200 on one meal. I was like, this is stupid. Oh, I'm good. I can go buy myself some shoes because I'm happy with me. I ain't that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to have the boy. I can go buy for myself, chill, watch my Home Alone, cook my own dressing and turkey. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I mean, but it happens all the time. I remember once, and this was so crazy. I was having it was Sweetie's Day. It was around Sweetie's Day, and I was dating this chick, and she was real. We hung out. I had cooked for her. You know what I mean? Well, I cook for you. It's a
like
we
like
it's real.
You got me slaving in the kitchen now. Like, that's
right. So I was getting ready to have this couples thing with some friends of mine, you know, and they was bringing out people they was dating. We was probably 19, 20 years old. And I was like, oh, we're going to have this couple sweets they doing. We're going to go to, I think it was one of my aunts or somebody. And I was, you know, she was going to cook for us. And we were just going to have it laid out. And we was going to go to the haunted house. You know, sweets day is around haunted house season. And, you know, this chick didn't ask her phone. Like, I talked to her that week before, a couple days before, and text her, and I think like the day before I start calling, you know, like, so, you know, just, you know what I'm saying?
The follow-up.
Ghost.
Wow.
Ghost. So I said, that's I'm the calling worst. The day before, that's the worst. Next day I'm calling, nothing. So I said, I'm just about to pull up. By this time, I'm like, okay, she playing. So I pulls
you pulled up.
What?
Wait,
people coming to meet me. I got somebody cooking all this food. I got people coming. This is the day of. People coming to meet me. Wait, you know what I'm saying?
You pulled up on her?
On her house.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Wow. I'm scared of you.
Wow. Me too.
I'm scared of you.
I mean, well, I knew where she lived at. I've been there before.
Yeah, but she
answered
the phone. You
pulled
up on her?
Yeah, why not? Was that a bad thing?
I wouldn't.
You know what I'm saying? You must be dead
if you can't answer my text.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
No, go ahead.
So I pulled up.
This is the crazy thing.
I didn't even have to get out the car.
She was coming out.
I pulled up. Summertime, right? I mean, you know, it's still nice in October. Okay. The blinds and the front door was open.
Okay.
I pulled up. Just pulled up. You know, you just take that good look, you know. Somebody must have noticed me. Next thing I know, the door slowly closed and the blinds went just like this. I said, oh, real? No joke. So I get to the thing. I just went home. We went with it anyway. My friends came over. They brought their little dates, whatever. So one of my friends, if she watches this, she go crack up. She got mad for me. I was like, just like, okay, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? So she said, call her. So we called from my phone. We called from my phone. No answer. She said, I'm going to call from my phone. Give me the number. She called from and answered. She went in. She was like, excuse me, you supposed to be over here with us today. And she was like, who is this? I mean, so she went all back and forth with her. But my thing is, if you weren't feeling me all summer, and we dated for a minute, it wasn't even just the summer. I think we had started dating like maybe, it was like early in the year.
Yeah, that's messed up.
I'm just like, hey, you didn't even have to take it here because you could have told me a long time ago I could save my money, first of all, and my time, and then I would have had a singles dinner versus a couple.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I mean?
Like that.
So yeah. I mean, to back to the point, is it happens all the time when people date folk or go out and they really ain't feeling them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Somebody gonna try to
see. I don't know nothing about that.
No, you don't know nothing about that.
No, I don't know nothing.
You ain't never been ghosted.
Listen.
Of course you don't know nothing.
No, I never been ghosted
because you ain't let yourself get that far.
See,
cause you ghost them.
Maybe
that's
something
what it
wrong
is.
With me. Because
I got ghosted after the first month.
No.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Nah, no,
it's a thing. It's only happened to me once, and when it happened, I was supposed to. Well, I did. I was the special guest ringmaster for the Universe Soul Circus. Mm. So I had like the front row box seats and everything. So I had like the whole box. So I had told her like, hey, you know, I want you to come.
Right.
I gave like my mom and like a couple other people tickets. So like it was like for me, cause I was feeling her.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, this is like, okay, so this would be like one of those things. Like
she kind of meets.
She and me,
people,
you know,
yeah.
meet a couple people at this point.
Go.
Ring, text.
Wow.
Man, the next time I seen anything about this girl or from this girl, it was on Sweetest Day and she had a boyfriend.
Shut up.
And we all know the Soul Circus is in September. The Sweetest Day is when?
October 16th.
Exactly.
That's a circus, all right.
So I was just like, yeah.
So she was forced. So basically, she was like trying to see who she wanted between you and the two. She was dating both of y'all.
I mean, I feel bad for her because they're not even together no more, so.
See, she could have had a good one. She could have had a good one, Twan.
Lost one.
I feel bad for her.
That ghosted thing is real. But you can't play with people's feelings like you can't play with that ghost thing these days, though.
You can't.
Because everybody not solid. You know what I'm saying? Because just think if I was one of them that was borderline, not making fun of, but just, you know what I'm saying?
People still finding themselves.
You know, I did pull up. Now, I could have been that crazy when I actually go to the door.
This is the first problem, and I'm glad she did that because she not for you. This is the first problem.
Oh, no, she not.
She not. First of all, she wasn't, like you said, feeling you. How do you know where she live at?
Because I told you we was dating, so I done picked her up, been up, all of that.
It's like, no, when you find out where I live, where me and my children rest our head at, We tight.
Oh, I've picked up people all the time.
I'm about to say, I don't really care if people
I mean,
stay. They don't really mean nothing.
That don't mean nothing either. I mean, everybody I've dated, I picked up at their house before.
So what do you do?
You meet them out? We're going to meet up or no. You're not about to put, no.
So
I see where you're coming from. I get it. But like, it's just, like that, what it means to you, like something like that wouldn't mean that much to me.
All right, so no real serious relationships, and you keep your lair private. Are you a superhero?
No, it's one thing. Wait, that's the question. The ladies that you picked up, they live in apartment buildings? Does she live in an apartment building?
No, she live in a house. So that's why you don't let them give me up because they live in an apartment building?
No. I'm talking about it's one thing. If I live in an apartment building, I let you pull up. It's one thing because you don't know which number is mine. Now.
Well, women, yeah.
That's weird. I'm learning.
I think you to keep people at a certain distance. You don't really want nobody to get close. I think that's what it is. I think you got trust issues.
I don't know. What's it called?
She got what? She got some walls. Yeah, she don't want. You don't want to be in a. Because she can't tell me she can't be in a serious relationship.
Some onion layers, for real, for real.
Yeah, we're gonna have to call a preacher. You got your oil?
There it is.
I can't name one too.
Right, right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe I need to go talk to somebody.
Is any hurt in the past? Maybe. No. You ain't got to go in detail, but no.
I won't call it hurt. No, I've never had. You know what? This is another thing. My best friend and I were talking about this recently. I've never had that. You know how women like, ooh, boo-hoo, cry, like had that sob story, or he hurt me, so my trust is lost.
Yeah.
I've never had that. Wow. I've never had that where it's like, oh, my trust, oh, my God. Yeah, I've been, okay, yeah, it's probably like something made me upset, but nothing that just broke me and made me a bitter woman or made me hate men or not trust people.
Be happy you don't feel that way.
I've never had that.
Be happy.
I know how to listen.
You don't want that.
You do one thing and bye.
Trust me.
Wow.
So you don't want that feeling. That is like the worst feeling in the world.
No, I done had that high school stuff. My kid's father in high school broke my heart. That's high school.
High school.
I'm a grown woman.
High school ain't nothing.
I don't have a problem.
When you an adult and you really invest your time into somebody and you love and care for this person and it ends, that is probably like one of the most.
But
like,
why did it end?
It's not even about why it really ended. It's just the fact that like the reality in your head now is that it's over with this person who I actually like loved and cared about. You feel me?
I'm
sorry. So it's like
because you ain't never loved.
Trust
like,
me, bro.
You ain't never loved.
Trust
you've never
trust
loved.
Me.
That's why you ain't
Nell,
never loved.
Trust me.
You ain't never loved.
It's a horrible feeling.
I love people. I guess I've never been in love with head over heels. Oh my God. Like, I guess I never had it.
I don't know. Is there a difference in love and love?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
break
yeah.
that down.
It's a difference. Yeah,
yeah. It is a difference.
I'm trying to figure like, it out too. I don't know.
Love can be like, I got love for you, but in love is like, yo, like, I don't want nothing
you.
Else.
Crazy
I don't
love.
Want yeah, like I don't want nothing else.
Listen, you hurt my feelings. See, the problem is too, and I think I really appreciate me being the way I am because I've had people who done crazy stuff and I kind of cut them off, and to this day they're like, "What was I thinking?" I will show you a DM right now, and I'm gonna show y'all when the show is over. Let me show
pull
you
it
now?
Up. Pull it
oh,
up.
Baby.
Pull it up. Pull it up. Because
oh,
I want to see.
Pull up the file.
Putting folks on blast. Thinking. He said I messed up when I lost you.
Say his name.
Wow. No.
Shout him out.
No.
Do it, sis.
Hold on.
Do that mean you reconcile since he recognizes and you still single?
No.
Why not?
That shows that he's that. I think
he's
that shows
mature.
That shows maturity.
This is somebody when I was living in Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta for 5 years.
Okay,
that don't mean nothing. So, what that
means? Let me go back on you on something.
A spirit flight to Atlanta only 150.
Somebody said, "Sand woman of God on my sand woman of God on my IG said, why are we looking for something wrong? You did say something. You say you do one thing and you out of here.
Yeah.
Is it that you looking for them to
not
mess up?
Not looking for, but okay. First of all, we were talking about heartbreaks, right?
Okay.
So that means if you've done something, maybe you've messed around with another woman. Let's say, you know, I'm in a relationship and we're together and then, like, you kind of, slept with another woman. At this point, she can have you. What am I still holding on to? I don't like to share, you know, and I feel like if I'm not enough for you, go ahead.
Mm.
You know, go ahead. Do what you need to do. You're going to be upset in the end. And I'm about to show you a prime example.
As an example. Exactly. I.e.
She's scrolling.
Come on, Wi-Fi, kick on
I'm
in.
Scared
Let's
of you.
Go.
You scrolling.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Yeah, I'll be tired of DMs.
They be in them, huh?
No.
Cornell, leave it over there.
Cornell,
leave it over there.
Cornell, like, I guess she ain't lying.
I'm scrolling for real.
They be in your DM.
Bow.
I want to read. I want to read. Cornell, it's true.
Hold on. Somebody wants
you
to share your age.
This thread real long, though. So y'all been talking. This thread real long.
They want you to tell your age now.
All right, start from right here.
Okay.
And don't read his name.
I ain't going to read no name.
Say the name.
My age.
Who asking me that?
How far you want me to read?
It's crazy
this
for less twins. Is asking.
Okay. So he says, D-A-M-N.
Say you, the word.
No, because Dr. Eddie said we can't.
Damn.
He didn't want us cussing. And I don't cuss.
But y'all get drinks in front of y'all, but y'all don't
want to
cuss.
I'm a saint around Eddie.
He said, I miss you so effing much. Yo, I swear, wish I could go back in time. And you said, oh my God, me too.
Damn, did I say that?
Wow. No, she didn't say that. She didn't say that. She don't even remember what she said.
I don't think I said that. She said,
oh my God, you just made me smile so hard. And then he said, I want to marry you. I swear, I really effed up when I lost you. It was my fault too. I left. Oh, what that
mean? Keep going.
Oh, hold on. We put a pin right there. C-Lock. C-Lock.
Think on these things.
Right, right.
So long story short, what how did y'all break up?
He was sleeping with the girl who was doing my daughter's hair.
What? Oh, yeah. Wow. It's over, son. It's over.
Like, I'm not it's even, over. I wasn't even, I didn't never cry. It's over. I was never upset. I guess, what did I say? Okay. Deuces, I left.
You said you left. You said you left. What else you say though? You had a lot more to say after that. Well, I ain't gonna figure, that's all right. But I mean that is just cause though, for real. Cause that's, I mean, how he know your daughter's hairdresser?
Oh, so
he was coming to the lair.
No, this is the problem. So since we're going into an ex relationship topic. So the problem is that
I'm scared of y'all.
This is the problem. When I moved to Atlanta, my mom moved first. So when I first moved there, I kind of moved in with her, you know, to get everything situated.
Uh-huh.
And he lived in that neighborhood and she did too. So I was walking into something where you don't know who. You know what I'm saying? So I started kicking it with him, but you know, he already know everybody in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So lo and behold, he was already, well, I don't know if they had already done it prior to me, mm-hmm. but I found out that it happened after mm-hmm. me. And that was good enough for me. That's all I need to know.
Wow.
Right.
Bye.
Wow.
Yeah, no well, one's putting up with that.
No,
you know how many people is, can somebody Google how many men are on the earth?
I don't know, but they say it's 7 women to 1 man.
Right.
I don't know if that's.
Yeah, there's more women than there are men.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, what the? Why you?
My
asked
friend
that?
Said the same thing.
So you can have. You got your pick of the litter. That's what it means. So you can have whatever you want for just about probably double, 2 or 3.
You left because of me, though. I wish I still had you in my life for real. You was really a special person. I will always love you, no matter what. Who you talk to?
You said that.
That's what he said.
Nah, that's he love. He really love you. What you say? You ain't never felt. He feels for you. That's what we
don't
talking
do
about.
Don't do that. Because what if he listen? Don't do that.
No, I'm saying that he really loves you.
That's, I loved him.
So when you really love somebody, you can really have moved on and still have
other relationships.
No, I'm saying you could have moved on and they'd be moved on and you still have a care for them. Not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They
it
not.
It could be that you just the one that got away.
Yeah, because he had a baby since then.
That too.
Right.
So you're right. Always, yeah, he's moved on. Obviously, you know, he had a whole new kid, you know, kid. So yeah, you moved on, but you'll never forget about me. And that's your fault.
Yeah. That's real.
Yeah,
that's real. Anybody ever had had that situation? I mean, I ain't never had a girl come. Have I? Maybe. No. Mm-mm.
There's more men
in the world. Thank.
Really?
Come on, come on with the facts.
Did they give a number?
Wait, is more men in the world than
there
women?
There are more men on the earth than women.
Really?
3 billion.
Men.
Really?
So 3 billion men.
3 billion.
And how many?
Where's the source?
It's 3 billion women and 3+ billion men.
Really? So where that whole ratio come from? Is that just
50-50? It's about a 50-50.
Yeah, 107 boys are born for every 100 girls.
Really?
Wow.
So I wonder where that statistic come from. Is that just in our community?
It don't matter. It's
is that just general, like just worldly population?
I don't discriminate.
No, so one of the, actually, I do remember reading that a stat or something very similar to that, and it wasn't necessarily just on a man-to-woman ratio.
Uh-huh.
It was, okay, as women are getting more education and getting more career-oriented, the pool that they choose from is not necessarily – as diluted as it once was.
Okay.
Right.
That makes
my
friend
said the same thing.
That makes a whole lot of
sense. He's got a PhD. He's got a GED, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
That makes a whole lot of sense. That makes a whole lot of sense because it's not just that simple to just get a woman, a real woman.
No.
You got
to play your cards right. Alicia Myers. Wow. Well, we got a few minutes left. So y'all say y'all got some plans for holidays. Did you want to jump into your... Or you?
My plans for the holiday?
No, your topic that you wanted to.
Oh, no, we're going to talk. We're going to make that a whole topic. But
that's a whole show right there.
Yeah,
huh?
That's a whole show. That's next week.
Okay.
But I can tell you, tonight I am going to a Harlem Nights party. So.
Yeah, you told me. Yeah.
That's going to be pretty dope. That's going to be pretty
dope. 50th birthday
that's
party.
So it's like, what? That's you going to dress like a burlesque outfit, all that stuff.
Or she going to be she going to be Della Reese.
Right.
Yeah, so
I'm getting ready. You watch that movie, Harlem Nights?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've only seen snippets of Harlem
Nights. Eddie Murphy, right? Is it Eddie Murphy?
I'm in the same boat as everybody.
All my relatives claim that I've seen it when I was younger. I don't remember. I just know I seen, like, the only scene that I remember from that movie.
Shoot me in my pinky
toe. When the lady, I think she threw, what was it, Eddie Murphy out. And then
that was
she about to smack him or something.
That
I don't know.
That was Della Reese.
It was like in an alley. It was like
that was Della Reese. You remember? Yeah. You remember?
Nah, that was like the only part, though. Like
that
was
the funniest part of the whole movie.
Oh, see, then, yeah. I guess I caught the best part then.
That was that's a memorable part.
Right. Yeah. That's why you remember
that.
There's a club in Atlanta called Harlem Nights, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been there sometimes.
Never heard of it. Oh, you know about it, Dave? Oh.
Yeah. Dave, he said he
what was you doing?
You gotta hang out with Dave.
Dave, what was you
Dave
doing
in the building?
I've been there for
I mean, I know I look like the quiet, stereotypical middle-aged white guy, but no.
Dave said he's quiet.
So, what are your plans for the holiday?
All right, what are your plans for
holiday? Was at a party last night. Got a bunch of stuff going on over the next couple weeks. Actually, trying to figure out if we're gonna pull something together at the studio and just have everybody like just come in and hang out and do the stuff there. I don't think you guys haven't been to the Royal Oak Studios, have you?
But we'll come. We'll be there.
So we've got so it's a little different there because we've got five studios there. So like we've got our own green room. We've got a bar. We got a kegerator. We got so probably do something there maybe like next weekend. And then just kind of winging it. Like I just hanging with friends, doing a lot of that. I can see. And that's the thing. Like you were talking about buying gifts and that kind of stuff. Like all my buddies and I, like we a long time ago went. No, we're not buying. No, we'll all just pick a night and we all go out
together.
And we all just get stupid and that's our mutual Christmas gift to each other.
I love it.
Is throwing it on the bar tab and
just coming together.
I love it.
Time you can't. Time is the best.
Unless
best
you have
gift.
Children, all that gift stuff is. No, it's for the kids.
Yeah, I love it. Say that again.
Time is the greatest gift. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Time and your love. And I think actually as you get older, your list gets shorter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, a lot of things that you just can't put a price on.
Right.
You know, love, peace, joy, just camaraderie, somebody having your back.
Period.
You
can't put that on this. Just show up. Right. Just show up. Be there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't need a gift. Just show up.
Yeah.
Jazz Dave.
Yeah.
What y'all got for you? Y'all not giving gifts like, hey, man.
Oh, that's
you said you got your gift.
Oh, so I heard y'all.
I was on my Instagram and I'm scrolling and I see Jasmine make a post and I was like, okay. I see y'all two singing Daniel Caesar Best Part, and I was, I got a little soft spot. I was like, I got to find me a girl now. Like, shoot, y'all didn't get the ultimate flex. Like, y'all eye to eye, like, oh, point word for word.
I gotta go
like,
see that.
Finishing each other's sentences.
Like, maybe I gotta find that one.
Don't get me wrong. This is an inspiration. Like, I want that. I definitely want
it. It was beautiful. Like, if you look at the video of them, it's beautiful. It's very beautiful.
That's so cool. Somebody, the right person, right?
Because
my mind is made up. It's just like, why waste time with
my
people?
My mind is made up.
Right.
Your mind is telling you no.
Why am I going to settle?
Here's my theory. It's not true love until you've planned the other person's death at least once.
Ooh. That's
only
Dave, that's heavy.
Because only someone that's that deep with you can make you that crazy.
That's true.
That's true.
That's
real.
Not that you would ever follow through on it. I'm just saying, but you've thought about it.
Wow!
I watched a lot of Criminal Minds. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Wow. That's heavy though. That's
get away with this.
Oh wait, he was saying like playing like to kill them.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm thinking like, what are we going to do when you're not here with me?
Putting you in the grave. I didn't bring you in this world, but I will take you out.
Okay.
Wow.
Out of that thought.
Not even ever follow through on it. Okay.
But it does cross your mind. I don't know. But we had a lot of viewers. Shout out some of your viewers. You're not up no more?
No, I'm still up. Shout out to my Instagram fam.
Everybody here.
Shout out to everybody. Yo, they've been sticking from the minute we started.
My brother, Just Blaze. Shout out to him. Diego. Darren. Paula. Everybody, man. Dom. Shout out to everybody, man.
Shout out to Oh, that's Keena. What's up, Keena? That's Keena. She said she understands. She's like, I understand what she's saying. I don't know exactly which part. But Nikina said she understands what you said.
There were a couple girls that were chiming in with the whole, no, nobody's going to know where I live.
That's because they plan on ghosting them.
In this day of human trafficking, you got to watch out for sure.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. It's deep.
Was that the one? She gave us the whole rundown last episode about how you stole her from the other guy.
Oh wow. Right. Yeah, bro.
I don't know what this is, but I'm the one, baby. I don't know what this is, but I'm the one.
You did something right.
You ain't going nowhere.
He put his foot down. He didn't even get his name out. He was just like,
thank you, Blair.
You mine.
Oh yeah, shout out to Blair. She said, I'm with her. Yeah, you can't know where I live unless we are serious. Shout out to Don Martin.
Shout out to Don.
Oh,
okay.
Dawn said, she said, women are different. Me and girlfriend are in agreement. Yes, girl. Yes. Look at you. Duh. Anyway, you know, y'all would just rally up
home
for anything.
Team,
right.
It's like, why do you have the privilege to know where I rest my head at? Because it's not like I'm just here. It's a hotel room.
Yeah.
This is my home. You know, my daughter is here. You know,
he's not coming in. He just picking you up.
It don't matter.
I mean, I get it on the whole series.
What if you upset?
With the trap?
I just don't know.
That's true.
And then what? Like, no, come on now. Y'all got to do better.
Well, I mean, in this age when our sisters and our daughters are getting abducted, you got to be careful.
That too.
You know, you got some
women whose daughters got to walk home by themselves and be home by themselves, and this man who's obsessed with you know where you live, and then your daughter probably saw him, so now he think that he can get in the house because he can lie and say your mama. Listen, I ain't got.
That's what I said. Like, I understand completely where you come from, because I used to be the guy that I always said, like, hey, because I was raised with, like, on like a chivalrous like type of tip, like, you know, like,
you open the door, pick the girl up type of stuff.
Right. But then, you know, as I got older, and I had a conversation with one young lady that I took out, and she really like broke it down to me and stuff, and was like, you know, yeah, it's just a lot of like, you know, you just can't trust people now because so much weird stuff going on. And it's like, I know I'm not on like that type of stuff, so it's like I don't look at it like that. But to hear a woman's perspective,
I know.
I know now.
Yeah.
Because it's like she's just. You know, being protective of herself.
But let's flip that, though, on the real, because these women busting out guys' windows, showing up at their house. So that's on both ends.
No, yeah, that's true. But you got to think about it. When I first go out with a guy, I've never had him or never thought I would come pick you up.
Well, no.
Or I'll meet you at your house.
But he might bring you to her house. But if he's like you, like, oh, no, she ain't coming to my house, then you're going to be like, I don't want to come no way.
Because usually when you go to a guy's house, he think one thing and you ain't getting that either. So it's like, you know.
Well.
We're going to meet at a mutual spot.
See, now, I know girls that will take that a different direction, that you don't want me to come to your house. Why?
Because you
Who's
right.
there? What are you hiding?
That too.
Yeah.
You got
that
a wife.
Too, yeah.
And kids.
That too. Yeah. Once I get to a point in a whatever friendship that I care, like, okay, is it just me? Then, and you say you don't want me to come, then, okay, I'll question, like, why not? But a lot of times, it's just us, like, meeting at a mutual spot. Or, like, if you do pick me up, I'll have you pick me up probably at, like, a cousin's house. You know, like, something that's not mine. You can't track me back to the street.
Pick me up down the street.
Yeah. Right.
You can't track me back to my street. Unless, I mean, you know, serious. But I haven't really had a serious relationship.
Not the back
cave.
Right.
I love how the end of every statement you make, like, yeah, I never had a serious relationship, though.
Right.
He took me out. He bought me flowers.
Just so everybody knows.
Beautiful. Flights to Bora Bora, but you know, I still ain't never been in a relationship.
Right. I haven't,
because, like, not one guy can say who my mom and who.
Where Movado watches. Look.
Yeah,
Movado.
I want this.
Red bottom heels.
You know what, though?
Red bottom boots.
I was talking to Eddie about this last time he brought me my book. It has a lot to do with it. I was semi-raised by my father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, my father played a major role in my upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like the hardcore, you know, guy from the east side type of guy. So it was like, I was really scared of boys for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't until high school when I met my kid's father that I opened up and was like, okay, I'm going to try this thing out. But other than that, my father may play a major role because he was that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't need.
So you kind of took on his nature, characteristics.
I guess so. I think so. My daddy was hardcore. Like,
is your sister the same?
So, yes.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, my sister is the same. Yeah. Wow. So it's like, I could. My daddy raised
some
tough girls.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
He raised some tough girls. He played a major role.
So that means whoever gets your heart, going to work for it.
You got to work.
And when he get it, he going to be like, I ain't letting this go.
Put too much work in.
Right.
Or he going to be regretting it when he messed up. Right.
Look, you just flagging that DM around.
Right.
Every time you show that.
The receipt's going to show. She said, I got a CVS receipt right here.
She's saying that one.
I'm just saying, she knows.
Wow. DM's as long as CVS receipts.
Right.
No discounts, though.
Wow.
Well, we gonna get ready to wrap. Dr. Eddie, give us some nuggets. What can we, give us something
holiday
to just,
nuggets. How about that?
Chew on for the holiday.
Mm. You know, really, you got to understand this holiday season that you are a gift. You know, I remember the other day I was looking for my glasses, realized they were on my face. I was looking for my phone. It was on my ear. I was looking for my watch. It was on my wrist. I know there ain't never been none of y'all. But a lot of times we're looking for what we already have.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, we're looking for somebody to love and appreciate us when in many cases that emanates and begins from within.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, like they say, you can't expect nobody to love you if you don't love you.
Yeah.
You know, so I think understanding that and ingratiating yourself into this is really a season of love. This is the reason certain people in my life, this is the reason certain people are out of my life. But I'm not going to allow that to stop me from living my best life.
Mm-hmm,
and so I think that's very important. I was just at a church today and this guy graduated, young guy graduated from Oakland University. And the lady said to him, some older lady shouted at him, said, I think you got your tassel on the wrong side. And so a older man checked the older woman and said, it don't matter as long as he graduated.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's news to us as we're here in December, despite what happened in January, all the way through November, November, despite what happened all this year, we've graduated to the next level.
Yeah,
right. Don't matter what happened on the left, don't matter what happened on the right, in front or behind us, or what happened to us, or what we did to ourselves, we've still graduated to the next level, and can't nothing stop us. We all the way up.
Wow, all so, the way up. Hey.
Period.
Hey.
Facts.
That's real.
That part.
That part.
That's real.
Well, on that note, thank y'all for joining us. Facebook, Instagram Live, everybody's little followers. We appreciate y'all. We'll be back. We're going to see. We're going to see. We might see y'all. Y'all want to see more of us as a group. Let us know in the comments.
Let us know. Y'all want to see more of us.
Talk to us and say what we, you know.
Let us know how you feel.
Let us know how you feel. If you want to get more Janelle's stories.
Cornell.
What? Why you give him that look?
I have some stories too.
We
good. Y'all want to come back? Drop a comment.
Drop a comment like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
All right, y'all. We'll catch you next time. Peace.
Peace and love.